You were made well. By this time, probably, you are feeling better. Keep in thought some of those propositions you heard in the lecture about your being the temple of the living God. That irrepressible life is in operation in you and through you, and that you cannot be deceived into believing or fearing there is anything wrong with you. Over 100 years ago, a famous physician remarked, "Man is made to be well." You were made to be well. In other words, you were well made. What purpose could be promoted by making you ill? You are all right from head to foot. This mesmerism that you are otherwise will dissipate, and you will step out stronger and freer than you have been for a long time. Let me hear from you again pretty soon. Yes, there is nothing like turning thought from the limitations and distresses of worldly experience to the magnitudes and infinitudes of life as life genuinely is. This attitude helps one to come into a realization of the freedom and the glory of existence right here and now. Because, after all, the perfection we long for and talk about is an ever-present condition. It belongs to the past, the present, and the future. It is a feature of that self-existent life which always was and always will be. And this life is yours. There need be no postponement of the blessed condition of health. I often think of you. No doubt you will discover your well-madeness. The discovery is likely to come about any day. You are getting along very well, according to your letter. The occasional normal days will gradually lengthen into a week, and the week into a month. Well, a month of normality would be a pretty good record for almost anyone these days. You know, I do not believe those strange things you tell about bodily misbehavior. Better than that you do not believe them. You know that mind cares for the body, more certainly than it cares for the sunflower. This means a nice, scrumptious body with infallibly functioning parts. Put in more time talking the truth about yourself. It is terribly stultifying, you know, to be telling stories derogatory of one's self. Yes, you have always been peculiar. Peculiarly free, normal, joyous, spick and span in every respect. You see, you were made this way. Hence, you cannot well help discover, as you are discovering, that your existence is fluid rather than static. You have all the agility and freedom of movement you need. Besides, you are seeing how bright this world is, how open are its spaces, how many are your opportunities for expression. Keep on talking these truths to yourself. Your hand will find its cunning. Of course it will. And so will your entire economy, because such is the will of the Almighty. Once in Yosemite, where I have spoken several times, someone commented on the magnificence of the mountains, whereupon his companions said, "Well, why should they not be magnificent? Did he not make them upright?" That is what he has done for you. He made you upright. He keeps you upright. And he makes things upright all about you. You have been receiving so many letters lately that I wonder how you get them all read. but it is not hard to read what people write when they tell you the truth about yourself. And the truth is that you are a valiant soldier, undisturbed and unafraid. You still meet the situation as you have for months, with your chin well elevated. After all, you realize you are under the shadow of his wing, which means that no harm can approach. The only dangers that try to creep up are the same kind of dangers you experience in dreams. They do not hurt anybody, because they are not. All error, as you remember, is made of the stuff dreams are made of. You are an unobstructed man in an unobstructed universe. The confusion or fear that has made you believe otherwise will soon be dissipated. Life is so fluid and so overwhelmingly powerful and insistent upon its unfailing functioning that it is appropriately called the jealous God, who will tolerate no fear or confusion or obstruction. No dam can be built across its channel. The man we are discussing is nothing less than the place in which this life we are talking about is effused. Grab up your dictionary and see what the word means, and then try to realize what it is for a man to experience, throughout his being, the effusion of incontestable life. In fact, nothing can be added to your perfect economy, nor can anything be removed. When you were well made, as definitely you were, the well-madeness was guaranteed for all time.